This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Human Touch. Dottie Ross is retired. We both served on the mayor's advisory board for greenways. We bought land and turned them into environmental sanctuaries and bike trails. Dottie was in her 70s, had been retired for over 10 years, and kayaked for recreation. She also worked as a volunteer at a local junior high school. She went in twice a week for 2 hours each time and helped two different students learn to read. She worked one-on-one and made a difference. Her students were recent arrivals to America and the English language. They appreciated her help. Economic demands are cause for developing a new attitude concerning older Americans. They want to redefine what retirement is all about. They are pushing for more productivity from this age group. Retirement no longer lasts from age 65 to 68, as it did when Social Security was first established. The monetary demands now run over 20 to 30 years. We no longer retire and die. Older people hope that the system doesn't abandon them. Middle-aged Americans worry that the Social Security system will be completely broke by the time they reach retirement age. And the youth of America still don't think they will ever be old enough to retire. Some things never change. Thoughts about increasing demands on our Social Security system brought a former vision of mine to the surface. Human Touch was the title of my master's thesis work. I wrote up a proposal to the state of Alaska for the creation of a program that would benefit seniors, students, and hopefully society. At least one senior would be scheduled for every classroom, for every hour of the day. Their role would be to provide historical perspective and individual attention to students. They would be able to say, "I remember when that happened to us," or "I remember when that happened to me," etc. They would provide a tie to the base. I taught some history classes where it would have been invaluable to have someone in the room who had lived through the last 70 years, someone who could offer firsthand knowledge of the way things have changed, for the good and for the bad. The seniors would move from classroom to classroom just as the students do. They might provide a calming effect during these hectic minutes. Hopefully, a bit of civility would emerge. One of the most important functions would be to provide a grandparent effect. They could talk to students with personal problems or relationship issues. They could go for a long walk and talk. They would listen to students, a demand that is very rarely met anywhere in our society today. They could even ride the school bus to and from school. They could eat in the lunchroom or classroom. They would receive the attention of the school nurse. They could have a benefit to their health as well as the cost of Medicare. They would no longer be faced with one of retirement's greatest problems, loneliness. They would develop new friendships with other seniors and with younger students. They would be making a difference in our community, and their years of learning would find a place of value. Someone famously said that taxes were the price we paid for civilization. This is an excellent example. The program would cost, and the benefits of our civilization might be priceless. My plan was that the Alaska State Legislature would fund it on a trial basis. One or two high schools would be the testing ground. Unfortunately, the oil boom that had provided an abundance of money for education took a sharp turn. Just as the proposal was completed, and then it never saw the light of day. When I conceived of the program, I was a classroom teacher and could see the distinct advantages to the total educational environment. Now I am a retired person, and I can see the distinct advantages to the retired community. Skills, abilities, and knowledge that have been acquired over a lifetime would find a useful role in societies. The youth of our country would find assistance in understanding and living in a demanding world. The Social Security dilemma is going to demand change, big change. Now may be a good time to let your imagination run wild. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.